Last week at this time, we reported on the ceremonies marking the expansion of the European Union to include many formerly communist nations. On that day, Czech seamstress Vera Mikulková finally took a day off, her first since February. She runs a small flag business, making business from her home in the Czech Republic, and thanks to the European Union's enlargement, orders for EU flags have been pouring in. NPR's Emily Harris visited her workshop and sent us today's audio postcard.
Most days, Vera Mikulková sits in her bedroom by the laced curtain windows and sews flags. She used to work as a telephone operator at the post office until she got sick. Her husband started her selling flags. He was inspired by the 45th anniversary of the American liberation of Western Bohemia during World War II.
My husband suggested I stitch up a few flags and he would go there and sell them. I sewed about 20 American flags and he sold them all.
That was more than a decade ago. Since then, she's sewn national flags, city flags, and flags with corporate logos. The European Union business started a couple of years ago.
It was definitely a hotel that ordered the first EU flag. I don't remember which one, but the big boom started this year in the middle of February. I've had a lot of big orders since then.
Enough to keep her clipping and stitching every day, including Easter. The whole family is involved in making the EU flags, which have a circle of 12 yellow stars on a blue background. Vera's son rubs a stamp into graphite scrapings, then presses the outline of a 5-point star onto yellow polyester squares. Vera pulls yards of blue fabric off a huge roll, marks a line in chalk, and cuts it. After the kids sew up the hems, out comes Dad's invention. Josef Mikulka created a special tool to help his wife arrange the EU flag's dozen yellow stars in a perfect circle. It's simple, just a big piece of cardboard with 12 nails in a circle. One star goes on each, then the blue background, then the stars for the flag's other side. Josef is proud of his invention.
You had to take the fabric and pin it from one side, then you had to turn it and pin it from the other side, then you had to turn it again and pin it all together, then you had to turn it once again, maybe for some reason, like 4 times total.
It was too much work, he says, and his wife's back hurt. Now it's easier to pin and sew. Vera and Josef took early advantage of the economic freedoms that swept Eastern Europe after the fall of communism. Now they hope respect for law will come with the Czech Republic's EU membership.
I've always said we have to join the EU to improve our legal system. Something has to change so not every idiot gets to do whatever he wants. When no one has a chance to steal from others, things will be all right.
Although there are now 25 members of the European Union, the flag will continue to have just 12 stars. Vera is pleased with that. 12 is enough, she says, to sew. Emily Harris, NPR News.